Alright, folks, welcome back to Procrastination Killer, Get Things Done, your daily dose of motivation and real talk about conquering those pesky tasks that keep piling up. It's your boy Asher Blake here, ready to break down this whole procrastination thing once and for all. Now, you know the drill. Deadlines looming, motivation Mia, and suddenly that couch is looking mighty inviting, right? We've all been there, but guess what? I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be this way. You can build a fortress of resilience against procrastination, becoming the unstoppable force of productivity you were always meant to be. So buckle up, because today we're diving deep into 5 key takeaways that will supercharge your ability to tackle anything life throws at you. Are you ready? Let's do this. First off, understanding your triggers is crucial. Think about it. What specific situations or thoughts usually lead you down the procrastination rabbit hole? Is it a fear of failure, perfectionism holding you back, or maybe just plain overwhelm? Once you identify those sneaky culprits, you can start to develop strategies to combat them. Ever felt like starting that big project sends your brain into panic mode? You know that feeling when everything feels too much at once? Well, by acknowledging those anxieties, we can break them down into manageable chunks and tackle them one step at a time. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither are your incredible accomplishments. Next up, setting realistic goals. We all crave that win feeling, but setting yourself up for failure with unrealistic expectations is a surefire way to trigger procrastination. Instead, break down those big goals into smaller, more achievable milestones. Think of it like climbing a mountain. You don't just jump to the summit, you take one step at a time, enjoying the view along the way. Celebrate those small victories and watch your motivation soar. Speaking of motivation, let's talk about finding what truly drives you. What gets you fired up? What are you passionate about? Align your tasks with your values and interests to inject some genuine enthusiasm into your work. Remember, procrastination is often fueled by boredom or lack of connection to the task at hand. When we tap into our passions, it's like flipping a switch. Suddenly, that pile of paperwork doesn't seem so daunting anymore. And here's a game changer. Embrace the power of just starting. Often, the biggest hurdle is simply getting going. You don't have to be perfect from the get-go. Just take that first step. Commit to working on something for just 5 minutes. You'd be surprised how much momentum you can build in such a short time. That initial push often leads to a snowball effect, propelling you forward with renewed energy and focus. Finally, let's talk about self-compassion. Be kind to yourself. We all have off days, and that's okay. Don't beat yourself up over setbacks. Instead, acknowledge them, learn from them, and move forward. Remember, progress isn't always linear. It's a journey with its ups and downs. Embrace the process, celebrate your successes, and keep pushing towards your goals. So let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's Monday morning, and you have that big presentation due by Friday. You know it's important, but suddenly, that comfy couch is calling your name. Sound familiar? But hold on. Remember those 5 key takeaways we just discussed? First, identify your triggers. Is it the fear of public speaking? The feeling of being overwhelmed? Next, break down the presentation into smaller, manageable tasks. Schedule specific times for research, outlining, and practice. Finding what truly motivates you, maybe it's the satisfaction of delivering a powerful message or impressing your colleagues, can ignite your passion and fuel your efforts. Remember to just start. Dedicate 30 minutes to brainstorming ideas and get that creative ball rolling. Finally, be kind to yourself. If you have a less productive day, don't let it derail your entire week. Just pick up where you left off tomorrow with renewed energy. By applying these principles, you can transform from a procrastination pro into a productivity powerhouse. Remember, building resilience against procrastination isn't about being perfect. It's about creating a system that works for you and celebrating every step you take towards your goals. So, what are you waiting for? Take action today. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from these tips. Leave a review to help others discover the power of Procrastination Killer. Get things done, or join the conversation on social media using hashtag Procrastination Killer. Remember, folks, you've got this. We'll see you tomorrow for another dose of motivation and real talk about conquering those procrastination monsters. Until then, stay focused, stay inspired, and keep crushing it.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.